How many times have to try?
That's going to take a longer process. It's easier if we just wait for the dictation to come in. Whichever chart for that data service does not have a dictation, that probably went for it.
Hmm. I know,
so that'll be easier.
Because
in order to check on the other chart, they all have
No, excuse me, I'm showing you.
Those two, I just picked the description, but I just picked them. They're back in the description. I fixed the, because this right here, you put it for Beverly Tucker.
That's what I did wrong, yes ma'am.
Yes, and all I did right now for the dictation is just change the names.
Okay. You got it all fixed.
Yeah, I got that fixed.
Okay, this is the injury that we took an X-ray and we have it hooked up. We know the name of it on the X-ray. We can get out there from the tall desk to make another one if you have a fix.
Yes.
Yes, that's
good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming that what you just did is just an extra one.
Yeah,
we don't even need.
Okay, that could be it.
Because I believe you did the same thing with another patient. You did two patients for the same thing. I just threw it away because everybody else already has this issue.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just threw it out in the way.
Just let me know if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
If you prefer.
I'll look at it.
Thank you. to not losing terribly. I mean, she only lost by 9 points instead of 22 points, which Donald Trump won that district by. But I would also kind of bring in what happened in Indiana. And this is an example of the more traditional Republicans saying no to a desire of Donald Trump to redistrict. And then the newer base of Republicans going after those traditional Republicans, threatening them, sometimes physically, bullying them, and it completely backfired.
Yeah. I mean, I just think there's a couple of points that show how, even in a different political moment now, from the past couple of weeks, but you mentioned that with Indiana, as you mentioned, it comes from the more traditional establishment Republican Party, or I wouldn't say establishment anymore, I guess, MAGA, the establishment, the pre-MAGA establishment of the party. And these Indiana Republicans, maybe with some support from Mike Pence behind the scenes, re-elected. It is the first time that I can think of since Brad Raffensperger and Brian Kemp in Georgia when Trump was trying to steal the 2020 election, when they said no, they weren't going to go along with that. That's the only other time I can think of, you know, in the past 5 years where more traditional pre-Trump Republicans said no to him and came out victorious and won. And I think that is meaningful about how he's sort of losing ground in his political standing. On the other side of the coalition, and somebody played in the intro, Ivan Rinklin, who don't know him, the MAGA Marauder, he called himself. He was one of Trump's biggest cheerleaders, the guy that had the enemy list. He was collecting the enemy list, as the Washington Post profile on that, about how who they're going to go after once Trump got in charge. So what it says to me is that people like Rinklin, the people, you know, like others in the MAGA media, that feel like they can now criticize Trump without losing their audience. These folks can have done. You know, and so they know that Trump is not only that Trump is losing ground with that core base support out there, and the Democrats know they're going to have work to do to reach any of these people, but like, it is meaningful that the MAGA media now is feeling comfortable criticizing him.
That's a good point. In terms of the polling, Cornell, Donald Trump is losing support. We've seen across the board at 31% against pretty low. Do you see that those numbers transferring to the Democrats? Are we getting a mirror effect here?
Well, what you do see is where it's having an effect, I think, most profound effect in elections is looking at the voters. The one thing you understand is that, look, you know, in order to win elections, especially in swing states and particularly if you win it, you have to be able to pull that moderate, that independent voter towards you. And the most interesting number from that we got at polling is along with the economy, that 80% of independents were who was Donald Trump on the economy. That's 80%. Right? So if you're losing that moderate middle swath of the electorate, it makes it really hard to win the area. And even so, look, you have the House Democrats coming out, I think, earlier this week, saying that they are actually expanding their playing field. Now, a little bit of knowledge for our journey. One is, you know, we have a lot of congressional seats, but the truth of the matter is who controls the House is usually determined in roughly 30 districts. Roughly 30 of those districts are what we call competitive districts, where you really have millions of dollars in fought and in those districts. And those 30 of those districts determine who controls the House. Well, what we're seeing this year with the erosion of independent voters and the enthusiasm of Democratic voters is reduced in 18 of the special elections and 13 or 17 leading towards the left. And do you see the possibility of Democrats putting more House seats into play? And you have, of course, right extent is a real world impact on what you're seeing in sort of Trump's left. One more quick thing, though. I also want to say this about coalition. Looking at this conversation, I'm talking back to almost 2 decades ago when I was listening to young voters say, you know, I didn't get enough change. And I'm disappointed in change. In coalition, policy, American politics is like the category of fire hurricane. Everything we put into it is being torn apart and eroded all the time. Trying to hold a coalition is a very tough thing to do. Certainly, you know, Clinton's coalition was not Obama's coalition. Reagan's coalition was not George Bush's coalition. These things erode away because that electorate is not static. It's changing and it's moving all the time.
Yeah.
cliche for a reason. It's a change election here at pretty much every cycle. Cornell Belcher, Tim Miller, Susan Glasser, thanks so much for joining us, everybody, today. I appreciate it. Coming up, my next guest is looking at roughly 300% increase in her monthly health care premium. What is she going to do?
It looks like an ordinary staircase, but as you age with occasional little discomfort that can feel like stabbing or pins and needles in your hands and feet, sometimes stairs can bring worry. As a retired physician, I've seen it in my patients, but I didn't truly understand it until I got into myself. So now, I take Revive.
Revive reduces occasional nerve discomfort. It combines neurotropic B vitamins with a clinically studied amount of ALA, which reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days. In your hands and feet, Revive comes from the makers of the world's number one nerve care brand.
With Revive, I'm sleeping great, and my day starts with less occasional burning in my hands and feet. I'm moving to my house with confidence, and I'm getting around town, getting over that. Living with occasional nerve discomfort doesn't have to. Find Revive like I did, and get your freedom back.
Find Revive at these retailers near you. Feel confident with Revive.
Take advantage of an expert management program with a dominant strategy. This advanced insights are advised by spot opportunities in mind and goals. Your ambition, just makes match.
Honey? Wait, what?
COVID-19 is my heart disease. I'm not kidding.
Kind of work. in a long time. Not recent enough that it would cause this.
Right. I mean, you walk around and hurt you a bit, and put weight on the leg.
It does, but it kind of comes and goes, but
not always here.
Not always. Whenever I get, a lot of times, the main time that it hurts the worst is when I'm lying in bed. And I can lay on my side, lay on my back, lay on my stomach. There are certain times when I'll go to a new position, it will lessen the pain, but it will come back. You know, it will eventually, when I get used to being in that position, it will start to hurt again.
Well, I kind of spoke on it a while ago. You got something pocket in the chair. What they call a greater trochant, which kind of right in here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get inflammation there, but it doesn't seem to be in that area. It's more deep inside there.
Yeah, the only time I ever really feel pain down in here is once it feels like it's radiation.
Okay.
I'm not trying to self-diagnose right now. I hope you get the sciatic nerve getting caught on that side of this. But that's your business, not mine.
I was checking your back and everything like that, but it hurts like it didn't hurt the front. And just starting the back, it just kind of hurts you deep inside.
Deep inside, yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, we could take. You've been here in the past, right? You saw Dr. Johanny.
Right.
Sometime ago. Well, okay, back in July, yes, right? So we're going to take an x-ray of your hips, okay, both hips. We can do them together, I think. Let's take a look at them and see what they show, okay? Sounds like you may have some arthritis in your hips, which kind of unusual. It comes on at the same time, like this and everything, but you know you don't have much arthritis in the other joints or anything like that.
Right now, it's very slight, but on the way here in the car, it got pretty bad. It just really depends. I mean,
it's not like the bouncing in the car, it's just getting down in the car.
It's not, I don't know this way, it's not as far as me, like if she hits a bump, does that make sense? No, this is strictly if we sit or if I lay down or talk at it, okay. If I go lay down in the bed, it's guaranteed. That's good. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But sitting or like driving, walking, all that is
must be okay.
Not well. I mean, when it hurts, but it there are times it's okay, times that it's not.
It's not
the only time, it's 100% whenever I'm laying in bed.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
not a lot of weight.
Well, pretty much whenever I climb into bed and lay down, it'll hurt right then.
Okay. Yes, sir. We're going to get that. Some hips, we can take them together, whatever. Next day, I'll test him. I'll send him. He said he had an x-ray by his phone, okay? So he had an x-ray by his phone?
Yeah. They did one at
the doctor's. How long ago was that?
Just last week.
Okay, so that's okay. Saw him already last week. For this?
Yes, for this.
I'm going to.
And they told him that if it got worse, to call him back. And he called him back and haven't heard from him.
I called him yesterday and haven't heard
from him. And he said, I said, you might have some arthritis and I gave you some oxygen. If you're taking, don't punch it, but it's not helping.
Three times,
but. I'm take it twice a day. Yeah.
Okay.
Does it help you?
You know, the pain comes and goes. At times, if I just judge it as if where I'm 100% going to have the pain all the time, in bed, not really. But like I said, whenever I'm up moving around or if I'm sitting watching TV with her, whatever we're doing, that comes and goes. I can't really tell for sure if that's actually what's.
You had some X-rays of Dr. Schultz's office, did you?
Yeah, and they determined it was.
But you took X-rays like we were going to do, right?
Correct.
Because you didn't see it on here, but that's what she told me if you didn't see the X-rays. Well, okay.
He said, did you see anything on the X-ray?
Yeah, she said.
Who's she?
Dr. Amanda. I don't know what her name is. Dr. Amanda, she works over there.
And she is a doctor.
She is a doctor.
And she told you she saw her slides in the gift.
That's what she suspected because of the...
She saw something look like our
slides. Arthritis, yes, sir.
Okay, well, you found might have our slides in the gift. It doesn't usually show up both at the same time. When it started hurting a few weeks ago, you hadn't done anything then unusual?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like arthritis in the hips, okay? But then you say, come on, once you get worse than the other, then you come on at the same time. Unless you've had an injury, a fall, or something like that. But you say you had a headache like that. And they gave you the Marcican. The norm is given twice a day. But you've been taking it three times a day, and it's still not helping.
Just follow the bottle, yeah. Well, and again, there's times when I don't have the pain. The pain's there all the time when I'm laying in bed, okay, like I said. But when I'm up moving around, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. But do I notice a drastic decrease in the pain since I've been on the meloxicam? No, I don't.
Right. Like when you're laying down, it's hurting. Maybe you get up. Does it hurt more then? It's just lying down. Does it relieve it when you sit
up? Yeah, whenever I sit up on the side of the bed, it a lot of times it will go away for a bit. And then whenever I lay back down, after a few minutes, then it's back 100%.
Okay. Have you seen any other doctors in the recent past or anything? Physical, anything like that? Have cancer of the prostate or have it?
They irradiated. They did radiation.
How long ago was that?
Oh, God.
Eight,
9 years.
Okay. And they gave you radiation like for 2 weeks or what?
I think it was... I remember, I think it was over a 2 week period.
Did you see by the fall off and something? Did you log it or something?
No, they put it in remission. They said it was gone and
remission is not gone. I mean, remission means the suppression was not active. But they said it was gone. They killed it. It's all gone. You have to worry about coming back?
They said just the watch things. I know they were looking at my blood count and all that. Dr. Stokes, their office knows about it. So they, whenever they do blood work or anything, they know they're looking for whatever markers they need there.
So if you already had the X-ray, and, you know, it's maybe some arthritis, but it didn't quite explain everything, but the history of prostate cancer, should be long gone, right? Then the next step would be to do a CAT scan. CAT scan is like a high intensity X-ray in the morning. You show things you can't see in the X-ray. I don't know if he has an outside radiologist read his X-ray. Probably, maybe not. We do X-rays, but we get it ourselves. And the more we read them, we send it to the hospital or something like that. Get better X-rays, CT, things like that. But that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah, you should go back to the end, but you should be able to order a CT of your hips, okay? And the insurance will allow it. I think they will. We do all this all the time. And see what the CT shows. Okay, it's going to show anything abnormal with the hips, like internally, not just the hip bones, but internally in the joints and stuff like that. Sometimes you can have abnormalities like that. You could do an MRI, neurological motion to do with the MRI, for the soft tissue and things like that. You could do either one, but the insurance opinion would probably prefer to do a CT first to see where this shows, and then an MRI if necessary. It costs a bit more. So what about that? that's perhaps the next step. We, you have a regular doctor, you go see him, you go saw him. As far as the pain, not having so much pain on him, when I can do that, I can put you on steroids. They didn't do that yet. I mean, I can give you a steroid shot, some steroid pills, and take them next several days. And that should help it to get better. It's just inflammation in the hip joints or something like that. That would make it better, but it won't make it go away or cure it necessarily. But it would suppress it, since you've only had it for a few weeks. It may go away and you might be fine, but it doesn't give us a clear explanation as far as what's going on. Okay? If you have all this virus in the head, normally when I kind of rotated your knee in and out, you might have some pain with that. The fact that it hurts you just raise it up, like you said, could still be arthritis, but it doesn't seem to be a low back problem, like a pinched nerve in your back, or like you said, sciatica or something like that. You did mention it kind of comes down in your side a little bit sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Your upper side, not the back, the front. How can you tell?
Can't really tell. It just feels like it's in the middle of my leg. And a lot of times it'll get down into my calf area, but that's only done that once or twice.
Down to the calf?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that raises another thing. Yeah, so raises a possibility of maybe a pinched nerve or something like that in the back. So there's several things, okay? I mean, this is not the typical thing for having. It's a little hard to do it. You know, we can do a CAT scan of your pelvis, your hips. That would probably be the thing we normally do. The next step would be maybe an MRI back to see if you have any disc disease in your back. You don't seem to be. You can go to touch your toes, everything like that. So it doesn't sound like that. But there's multiple things that can go wrong, right? We're just talking about the most common things that you might find more useful. So we could start off with the CAT scan. I can give you something for the pain. What else have you taken? You take Tylenol with
I've taken some, I've got Tylenol arthritis, which I tried that.
That's good. It's 650. But you could take two of those in 6 to 8 hours, plus your Moxicam, if you're taking. You can take them both together for the pain. That would help to relieve the pain instead of answering more questions, right? They said to come back in about a week or so if it wasn't better.
No, she said that the pain continued, and I called her. I called them yesterday, and just like they'd asked me to, and I haven't heard anything back from them.
Okay, so you tried coming here.
I mean, I've been here before when I couldn't get anything down there.
People send me all the time.
I was pleased with those.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Stokes is a good doctor. We've got more patients to go see him. Primarily you're scared. And you have good insurance. So, I could give you the steroid shot and steroid pill. That's very reasonable. That's what most doctors would do at this point. See how much that helps you, but it doesn't give us all the answers. So I could also go ahead and order the CAT scan at the same time now to see what it might show and go from there. That would be a little more aggressive. It's a very reasonable thing to do. But if you want to go slower and wait and see how you're responding to like the steroids and things like that, we can do that. And you certainly can follow up with them as well. And they did blood work on you how long ago?
They pulled blood and urine sample at my last visit the other day.
About a week ago.
Yeah,
they do a complete blood scan.
They typically do because of my history with the prostate.
Yeah.
Cancer and all that, but
if you have an arthritis, they usually take people with arthritis, autoimmune diseases and stuff like that. They may not have done that. That's not it's typical, but probably should have that. Having unexplained hip pain, both hips coming on all of a sudden, you can get your trauma or good explanation why you're hurting, and the x-ray is not showing too much. And they're read by a radiologist. There's a report, indication of a radiologist. You could ask them whether there is. So if there's a report, you'd like to have it. You're entitled to it. And you can bring it to the doctors, or maybe whether you wanted it, and keep it for the record. But I was looking for that, okay? But I think the CAT scan would be the next thing to do. and I would suggest taking the steroids too. The only thing that complicates all that is that you had like prostate cancer, but that was 9 years ago. They treated with radiation and had many signs of reoccurrence and like that. But that's no reason even to do the CAT scan to kind of check all the area out and all that. Like that. What do you think? Then repeating the x-rays of the hips is not going to help us.
Right. Yeah, but I guess if we want to do the steroids, like you said, the Tylenol arthritis is supposed to help with the pain.
Yeah, plus, like, we should take our legs and lots of hair. Taking them together would help more than just taking them one or the other. If you need it, okay. If you don't need it, you don't need to take them.
Well,
sounds like you still have some pain. And the oxygen is to take those, and then the dose is 22 grams. There's something to die about that. But if you get out of it, it's okay. Because it's longer.